All right. And these are the names: House Lannister, House Tyrell, House Arryn, House Targaryen, House Martell, House Baratheon, and of course, House Stark. On Monday, the 17th of July, they're all back. Now, if you recognize those names, you will know it's all about the much anticipated seventh season of The Game of Thrones, which starts this Monday. And joining me on the line is entertainment reporter Gabby Mbele in Johannesburg. Gabby, winter is here.
Can I not say we probably haven't slept? All we've done is just say, you know what, the 17th is today, it's today, it's today. It's crazy. I cannot wait. I don't think, if you love Game of Thrones, you can check even on my Twitter profile. I'm sitting on the throne when the throne was brought to Johannesburg.
Yes.
I stood in a queue just wanting a picture on the throne.
As I understand it, the theme of this season is all about revenge. Now, where does that take your mind?
I'm thinking Cersei maybe will take revenge against Tyrion, the brother.
Cersei has had her revenge. She's had her revenge when she blew up that city and, you know, got rid of the Sparrow. She's had her revenge. I think she might be in for some dishing herself.
I don't think so, because you mustn't forget Targaryen. She's trying to get to the throne. There's that, right? And then Tyrion is now a minion to Targaryen as well, Daenerys. So I'm thinking that's where that might be going for now. But then Jon also and his sister Sansa are also trying to get revenge as well. You mustn't forget.
What do you think?
I think we're going to get a lot.
What do you think is behind the magic of this series? I mean, it is the most watched show on HBO, for example.
Mm-hmm.
What's
mm-hmm.
the magic that's captured the public imagination so much?
You know, for me, it's a form of escapism. They're not creating something that is now. It's not a Sex in the City. It's a reality kind of. It's not. They stepped away completely from that. It is absolute fantasy. And the fact that you can have it in like 10 episodes and just want to just sit there and do it all the time, that is what is really, really, really key. And for me, I also feel like they also launched a lot of new faces in the industry. So for me, it was also, that's another thing, that if you get new faces and people, like, it's interesting because it's a mystery altogether.
But also there's an entire community on the internet that has all kinds of conspiracy theories relating to the specific characters and mm-hmm. all kinds of speculations as to where the story might go. See, Gabby, I was one of those people that was tricked into buying the books. I read all 5 books thinking the story would end, and it didn't. And now we're in that position where the series is ahead of the books.
It unfortunately, it happens. Look at Harry Potter. It happens because the people have a yearning now and they follow it. It's like a whole new world that people are living on. There's communities on social media altogether that actually are Game of Thrones, and they live this life. Last year, I had an opportunity to attend for the launch of the previous season, to attend a party that DSCD had put together. And I cannot begin to tell you how people take this life seriously. There are people who literally shave their hair to look like Jon Snow. There are people who want to, they have armor, they've recreated the chair, everything, they've done it. And that's the thing. People love these things because it's a form of escapism, because now our reality is also very bleak. You don't want to hear the politics, you don't want to hear anything else. So television just, it takes you away from all of it.
All right, so on Monday, are you going to be up in the wee hours of the morning to make sure you watch it as it happens in the U.S.?
First, I'm trying to check if there is a leak somewhere that I can try to stream, if possible. Because I can't wait for Monday.
Gavin Bella.
Yeah.
Gavin Bella, thank you very much. I certainly want to tell you what, we'll all be up in the wee hours of Monday morning to really be part of the most anticipated television event this year.